The cast competition is back. Last night, four Kootenai entrepreneurs faced off, pitching some top-notch ideas to our version of Dragon's Den. It was the second time such event has happened here in the Kootenais, and it was Kyle Hamilton of Fernie with Sucra Interactive Technologies. Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
So first off, how did you find out that your pitch made the cut to get into the cast competition?
Well, I wish I could say it was something spectacular with fireworks and a laser light show, but it was really just a simple email saying, congratulations, you've received the spot in the final, or in the pitch competition.
So in a nutshell, tell us what your pitch entails. How can virtual reality help the mining industry?
So virtual reality, in our vision, can help the mining industry by accelerating training and by offering a means to continually assess and monitor the skill level of the workforce, of the current workforce.
And how did you come up with the idea to apply this technology to this industry?
Well, we had kind of been playing around with virtual reality technology for about a year, probably, and looking to try and turn Fernie into the first digitally twin city in the world for tourism and advertising uses. But then there was an incident at a mine here, and we quickly realized that the technology we were playing with could be applied to training and to hazard identification.
So, Kyle, there are several benefits to the training model. There's cost savings, the immersiveness itself, but ultimately the goal is safety and to save lives. It's no secret that working in the mining industry carries a lot of risks, and there was, again, one incident in particular that you were just talking about that hit close to home for you and the Sucra team. Can you tell us a little more specifically, how did that event affect you and ultimately inspire your idea?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, the incident was we lost a friend in a tragic workplace accident, and recognizing that we were sitting on a technology and our group had a skill set that we could hopefully pivot and utilize to make sure that everyone comes home from work at the end of the day was really what drove us to make this change and to apply this technology to this industry.
For folks who may have missed it in the news when it happens, what exactly happened in the tragic loss of your friend?
Well, there was a fatality at one of the tech mines here in the Elk Valley, and yeah, it was pretty impactful to us, to the community, and to everybody around. So.
Well, great work and great use for your technology compared to what you were going to use it before, which was also an admirable cause, but even more in this case. How did you feel going into the competition? Did you have any gut feeling that you might win?
I would like to say I was quietly confident that we were going to do a successful pitch, but I really had no idea what the caliber of the competition was going to be. And having watched the other two pitches last night, they were both some very, very good pitches and very interesting business ideas. So, had no idea what to expect.
So what do you think it was that made your pitch stand out to the judges?
It's a good question. We didn't really get a whole lot of direct feedback on like a scoring matrix or anything like that, but one of the things that I did pick up on in the feedback we received was it seemed like they were quite impressed with the amount of research that has gone into our product and our service, and kind of really understanding the full market potential and size of the potential market and kind of all the business side of launching a startup.
We're speaking with Kyle Hamilton, winner of the second ever cast pitch competition. He's over in Fernie. What kind of reaction, Kyle, have you received so far from not only the community, but the mining industry itself?
We've certainly received positive feedback from both the community and the mining industry. As I mentioned in the pitch, you know, we are still pre-revenue, and we are looking at starting our pilot project here in the very near future. We are working with an international mining company who's expressed a lot of interest, and in doing a bunch of our customer discovery, talking to other mining companies and other businesses in high-risk work environments, there seems to be a lot of interest in the applications of this technology, and a lot of gears are starting to turn in people's brains as to how they might be able to apply this in their specific roles or industries.
What do you think your win means for the application of virtual reality being used, you know, beyond entertainment, which was, you know, a little more along the lines of what you were shooting for in the first place, advertising and tourism? What do you think it means to the application in other sectors like mining as a tool?
Yeah, well, I think the win at this competition is certainly validation of our idea, and certainly helps motivate us to continue to pursue this direction, and I hope that the win also helps give us a little bit more exposure, and maybe some of your listeners are involved in this industry or have some ideas of how they might apply this to their roles and want to reach out to us.
So what's next for Kyle? What will you do with the prize, and what do you hope winning this competition will mean for Sucre?
Well, the prize is going to go into helping continue to fund the business and continue to fund the development of our project and service. And I hope that winning this competition is just kind of the first step in what's going to become a big, successful company that really helps put the Kootenays on the map as far as a tech hub and center of innovation.
Kyle, thanks a ton for the time. If you've just tuned in, we have been speaking with Kyle Hamilton. He was the winner of the second ever Cast Pitch competition. The first one was a couple months back. There will be more Kootenay-based competition for entrepreneurs later this spring, so stay tuned. And Kyle, good luck moving ahead with the startup. Sounds like you're off to a great start.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.